The art of carpet weaving is passed from generation to generation among the Turkmen women of Afghanistan's northern Balkh province. So is opium addiction. Najiba lives in a remote village near the Uzbek border. She's around 50 years old, a mother and grandmother. She earns little of the money the sellers get for her carpets in the city. There is no doctor in Najiba's village, and her work makes her body ache all over. She has relieved the pain with opium for 16 years. Her days begin and end with opium.
We sleep, we get up, and take some opium.
How much?
Just the size of a pea, two times a day.
The infant's mother is sick with TB. Najiba gives her grandchild opium to keep her from fussing while she works on the weaving that feeds her family and her habit.
We give the baby opium in the morning because we are weaving carpet.
But the surge in addiction is not coming from Afghanistan's mountains. Dr. Mohammed Farid Bazgar is trying to cope with the health problem that has already struck an estimated 1 million Afghans and is rapidly spreading in the cities. According to the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, most of the addicts are young men who have returned after years in Iranian refugee camps. Iran has one of the world's highest percentages of adult drug addicts. Afghanistan's huge opium trade penetrates Iran to get to other markets.
Thirty or 40 years ago, no one knew very much about heroin. But three decades of war, in addition to bringing other problems, brought the problem of heroin. Now we see lots of people addicted to it.
The doctor offers understanding, treatment, and education about the dangers of drug addiction. He fears it will trigger another medical scourge, HIV/AIDS.
How HIV spread has not been decided for educator. HIV.
As Afghanistan stabilizes and its economy expands, the hope is that more opportunities for young people in the cities will deter drug use. But in the remote reaches of the country, far from medical care, opium is medicine for ailments of the body and the harshness of life.